Hello there, and welcome to episode 167 of the FlameFlash.net podcast. My words are my own. And this week we're joined by Nail Fury again. Hi, bud.
Hello.
And the election is over. And it is definitely not how we expected nor wanted it, is it, bud?
Yeah.
So, is there any major pressing question on your mind presently regarding post-election?
Well, as I was waiting for you to call, I did write down a couple, but also I have a couple that are just in my head.
Okay, well, let's start with those first, because you'll forget otherwise.
Okay. So my first question is, on the first day after election, I saw a news article about how there were quite a few polls that were burnt down by Republicans, but now I'm not seeing any of those.
What do you mean by polls burnt down?
Like the voting areas, the voting polls?
Oh, well, there were some instances on the West Coast of ballot drop box points and people literally throwing matches inside and then the contents catch fire. So there was some localized vandalism. So maybe that's what you were reading about. But there was nothing where, say, a particular polling place, at least that I've heard, was literally attacked and caught fire and whatnot.
Okay, so I'm assuming that it probably didn't mess with the election much?
Right. I feel sorry for the few people whose ballots were probably in those boxes. But given how unfortunately large the popular vote was in his direction, those numbers would not have mattered on the popular vote scale.
Okay.
What's next?
Well, it's about the oh-so-lovely school system.
All right.
So first question I wrote, why should I stay in school if the system is just gonna become even worse?
Well, we talked about this, on the drive yesterday from your doctor's appointment, and what it boils down to is government moves slowly. Our system of government, the checks and balances therein, it's not an immediate thing. Sometimes it feels like it can move pretty fast, but that's because, say, the processes have already been going on and going in place for months, and now they're making some huge sweeping announcement. But day one of the Trump administration, he can't just destroy the Department of Education. He can't just write on a piece of paper and go, you are no more. That's not how it works. He'll have to get the Senate to approve. He'll have to get the House to approve. I haven't looked to see if the House is still undecided as far as which way it's going to go. But we're not going to see. Yeah, it's still undecided. There are 24 seats still uncalled for. Right now it is 200 to 211. And you need 218 for a majority. So it's still completely up in the air. Those House seats that are up in the air, let's see here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 are leaning toward Democrat for sure. Just, I'm looking at some NPR results, And one,
Okay.
two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10 are leaning toward Republican. So the odds are right now, both the House and Senate are barely going to be Republican. However, in the Senate, we have things like the filibuster. So that means they're going to need a super majority in the Senate to get anything done. Otherwise, the Democrats are going to do and trigger a filibuster, and nothing's going to go through because the Democrats know they can't let anything go through. They're going to be doing their best to protect us. So the idea in Project 2025 of him dismantling the Department of Education, there goes FAFSA, there goes 504s, there goes IEPs. That's not going to happen overnight. And for it to happen, since you're 16, by the time you're 18, maybe it goes through. Maybe you would have trouble getting government grants for college. But the moment some of these things start hitting the public mind, he's not going to have the public support of anybody going, hey, I kind of want my kids to be able to go to college. Like, even Senator Ted Cruz, who is in Texas, there's a really funny TikTok clip, I think you saw it, of his daughters making faces as he said, hopefully President Trump gets elected again, right? So you saw that clip. Absolutely hilarious. So the kids know. And the kids see the writing on the wall of if the Department of Education goes away, there go a lot of help for college. Now, Ted Cruz is rich enough that he can probably pay his kids' way through college no matter what, but they know their friends might not be able to go to college. And based on where I work, that's probably not actually going to impact you either. So if you, once you graduate, thanks to where I work, you have college mostly taken care of no matter what. FAFSA would help a lot. But you have college sitting and waiting there. And that's the big thing. You said you want to become go into social work probably, right?
Therapist.
And you can't do that without that high school degree, without that college degree. So let's it's not a matter of, yes, they're talking about school and the system as it is crumbling to the ground. We need to continue pushing forward for your benefit, for your long-term benefit. So this isn't going to happen overnight, and it probably won't happen while you're still in high school. So that's why, to any high schooler that's thinking about this, not that there probably are any listening, unless Keela's having her kid listen. Hi, Keela. It's going to be fine. See what I mean?
That whole explanation actually kind of destroyed all my rest of my questions.
Oh, really? Well, let's hit them just in case. So, what were some of your other questions?
I already forgot.
Oh, okay. That's fine. Please pass the ADHD. But that's why it's important. It's important for you. Because regardless of who is in the White House, and this is something that in Europe, like Eastern European countries, they will wake up and not know if they even have the same form of government sometimes, or South American countries. They'll wake up and go, am I still living in a democracy today? Is Juan Valdez still the leader of my country? And I apologize to anybody who's offended by that, but I was just searching for the first slightly Spanish sounding name that came into my head. So it is not meant to be offensive. And They don't know. So we have the benefit, at least for now. And, you know, Project 2025 and some of the other scary things that are possibly coming with it. That if we were to simply curl up and give up, they win.
Gotcha.
And that's what it comes down to. Day-to-day activities, going to work, going to groceries, even in Ukraine, the economy is still grinding on. It definitely needs some lubrication. It's problematic in places, especially, you know, anywhere near the border or near the fighting. But not everybody is involved in the fighting. Some people are still going to work. Some people are still going home to their families. They're still grocery shopping, etc. And that's what we're going to have to do. Now, I remember you telling me about a very concerning twist of phrase. I don't want to repeat that, but the vulgar twisting of the phrase, my body, my choice. You remember bringing that up to me earlier in the week?
Oh, yeah. Just how there's a lot of Republicans who are saying some messed up things.
Yeah. And that goes back to they feel empowered because of what just happened. But laws are still a thing. Common decency is still a thing. Sexual harassment is still a thing. So if you're comfortable with it as a 6'2", 240-pound young man, be that witness. Be that difference. Be that change. You know?
Yeah.
So we can do something on the ground level that says, this is not okay. I am a man, and I am going to use my privilege as a man to step out there and provide protection and provide witness. Because then it's not a he said, she said. It's I heard him verbally attack her. That's why I'm here.
Okay.
She feels unsafe. That's why I walked her to the office to help her report this verbal assault. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Now, if you don't feel safe doing that, don't. You know? It's you have to take your personal safety, your mental health into consideration as well. But if you do feel vengefully angry about overhearing something like that, what we don't do is we pick up our fists. What we do is help. We offer a helping hand instead, which is a hell of a lot more Christian than any of these yahoos claim they are. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I know that's not, you're still figuring things out, but that's just from my perspective. And I've heard of others that, like your Aunt Chaos, who she doesn't feel Christian anymore because Christianity has been weaponized and perverted, especially after this election.
Oh, yeah.
And there's the true ones and there's the fake ones. And in the end, at the pearly gates, they'll know which one's true and which one's fake, you know?
Yeah.
So, any other questions or concerns post-election as we, you know, go forward?
Well, earlier I was reading a little bit more into Project 2025. Do you think specifically Project 2025 would allow Trump to become a dictator?
There is that distinct potential possibility. But again, the Constitution isn't going to disappear overnight. The Constitution is still going to stand, regardless of how he's packed the Supreme Court, regardless of how he tries to pack lower courts. The states aren't going to let him just go either. You know what I mean? We have the East Coast went solidly blue. We have the West Coast that went solidly blue. We have our little bastion up here in the north that went solidly blue. So, and then even Colorado and New Mexico, solidly blue. So there are these locations that are more densely populated in some cases that are going to be standing up and screaming and filing all sorts of lawsuits left and right. So during the Biden administration, a lot of lawsuits came out of Texas because it's Texas, they're very right wing. Well, during the first Trump administration, a lot of lawsuits started coming out of California because it's California, they're very left wing. And the same thing's going to happen again. So every step of the way, there's going to be a lawsuit waiting to question and harass and bother Trump on anything he does.
Okay.
So while, yes, the Project 2025 goals might be to completely usurp the Constitution, there are plenty of procedural legal heroes out there that are going to fight that tooth and nail. And that's all it is to it.
Okay. I guess I just have one more question then.
Absolutely.
Do you think Trump is likely to be impeached again?
That really depends on what the House looks like in, say, 2026 after the midterm elections. It depends on what he actually does. I've been reading reports that for most presidential candidates, they start laying out the transition team and the groundwork and setting up like the bare minimum logistical silliness, like everybody getting email addresses. And he hasn't done any of that. He just named his chief of staff either Thursday or Friday. He states he has a team ready to go, but when he took over from Obama, there were so many acting directors and acting this and that because he didn't have all of the positions ready to go and ready to be filled. So we had leftover Obama appointees sitting in those seats, purposefully sabotaging him. And we're going to have something similar this time around.
Nice.
Because he's just that inept. All he cares about and all he ever cared about was making sure to be able to get reelected so he could pardon himself for federal crimes, so that the federal crimes would still go away. What he forgets is that he still has those plenty of state crimes of fraud and manipulation on the books. And that's the sentencing that's going to be coming up pretty soon. What I assume is going to happen with the sentencing is that the judge is going to put a stay on it, which means a pause on it, and go, yeah, given you've been elected as president, I am putting a stay on sentencing until 20. let's see, what would it be? 2029, 2030?
Wouldn't it be 2028?
I guess so. Yeah. So he'll put us 2029 because that's when Trump would leave office and the next president would come in. So
Oh, okay.
I am putting a stay. I am punting your sentencing until January 28th, 2029. And that's when we will revisit this because you constitutionally will no longer be president no matter what. He can't run again. The Constitution literally says you can only be president for 2 terms, period. Doesn't have to be consecutive terms. It's 2 terms. End of discussion. Do not pass go. Do not collect $200. So that's my expectation of what the judge is going to do in New York. Sorry, buddy. I just tossed a cat off the desk because he was about to click on things on the keyboard. So he's still a felon. He's still a criminal. And it's heartbreaking that the first that this election made history by electing the by the United States electing their first felon rather than their first woman. But misogyny is still clearly alive and well.
Yeah.
Now, your brother just tried to call. I think he realized, hey, this is about when I joined last time for a podcast. So we might do a part two if you want to hang on. But before we do that part two, are you looking forward and have been enjoying the World of Warcraft 20th anniversary?
Oh, yeah. I've really been enjoying that.
Awesome. Because at this point in it's really cool that World of Warcraft is as old as your sister, as your oldest sister. But one of the really neat things they're doing and that we have successfully done so far is earn the various armor sets that are iconic from original WoW's release that have been up-rezzed and remastered. How many do we have at this point?
I think three.
So we have the Paladin, we have the Death Knight, and we have the Monk.
Yep.
Awesome. So we're definitely wanting to dive in this afternoon and really try to earn more of those. So
Yeah, especially since they made it so then we can get 2 tokens from each dungeon just no matter what.
exactly. So is there anything else pressing on your mind at the moment post-election? I mean, I'm sure you're going to see other TikToks, you're going to see other questions come up, other news stories. So this is an ongoing thing and is going to continue to be an ongoing thing. It's going to be a damage report kind of thing, waking up every day and going, "Oh, good Lord, what did this man do now?" It's going to be high anxiety. So it's good that you're medicated.
Yeah, I've been having a lot of anxiety because one of my friends are in a red state.
Absolutely. And it's right to be worried for them, and it's sweet that you're worried for them. There's not much we can do to help them, but we can at least be there for them, you know?
Yeah.
So, another questions or concerns as we wrap up?
Not that I can think of.
Not immediately. Cool. Well, keep writing them down, bud. Keep writing them down so you don't forget. And we can take another look next week at questions and concerns, and plus throughout the week. Don't save them until then. Just, I know Keela, for example, enjoys our back and forths. And it hopefully comforts others that somebody with a master's in political science, while it's going to be a rough 4 years, is pretty safe and confident that in the end, Trump won't really matter. And I think that's a good sentiment to close on, don't you?
Yeah.
So if anybody else wants to reach out, podcast@flameflash.net, let's join together, my friends, and let's be a bastion of hope and love and logic, because we're going to need it over this next 4 years. Take care, everybody. This has been FlameFlash.net Podcast, episode 167.